And then you're mad because nobody seemed to appreciate your sacrifice. But they didn't ask you to sacrifice in the first place. They didn't tell you to do it. That was your formula for love. So you're mad at people because they're not responding to the sacrifice you're making. Now, why do we call it sacrifice? Because you don't feel good about it. You don't feel thrilled about it. You don't feel so good about it that it doesn't even matter if they said thank you. Because you felt so good doing it, that was your thank you. My gifts alone's at best. If you don't appreciate them, I snatch them back. All of my loans got strings attached. I can whoop them back in my pocket so fast it make your head swim if you don't act right. I got boomerang love. It come right back to me. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna treat me right. My love is right back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all got a boomerang out there right now. You waiting to come back. Alright. So what is a situation when a situation is seen correctly? He said a situation seen correctly is a situation that is nothing but one sure and continuous means for establishing God's purpose and demonstrating this reality. That means every situation becomes another opportunity for you to receive love. So every situation I go into all day long is just another opportunity for me to give and receive love. And that's exactly what it's turning into. Then you have to deal with your capacity to receive.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you think it's just so easy that I'm just gonna show up, I'm just gonna let it on in. You'll be tripping so hard when love starts showing up and you're not used to it. It's gonna get scared. First, it was just one person that was suspicious because they was treating me loving. Now everybody's treating me that way, and now I'm damn near paranoid. Either you lying or you're a bad judge of character. Either way it goes, I'm not going out with you. What you doing coming to me? Okay. Like what they say, I wouldn't be a member of a club that would have me for a member. So if you don't love yourself and somebody comes up who loves you, the first reaction you're going to have is suspicion. Especially if they're showing you more love than you show yourself, then you're going to have even more suspicion, and you're supposed to leave that faithlessness unused so that that energy can be used by the Holy Spirit to change that situation into one sure and continuous means of showing you that you are loved. I'm not going to fight the love. I'm going to let it in. All right. Now, the Course says, what has been demonstrated has called for faith and has been given faith. And since you've given it faith, it becomes a fact. What is a fact? If a fact is something where faith can no longer be withheld. If it's a fact, you believe it. Right? Now, this is really deep, y'all. Check this out. It says, the strain of refusing faith to truth is enormous. And the strain of refusing to believe the truth is far greater than you realize. But to answer truth with faith entails no strain at all. For you to have faith in the truth is no strain at all. But when you refuse to have faith in the truth, you go through a lot of strain. So, let's hear this in a loving way. The truth about you is that you are perfect, you are whole, and you're complete. And nothing's missing from you, and you're innocent, and you're beautiful, and you're holy, and you're guiltless, and you're unlimited, and you're powerful, and you're responsible, and you're creative. Yes. You love it when I talk dirty, don't you? Better than the 900 number. Call me, y'all. I'll tell you some stuff. Yeah. Call Earl. You lovely. You innocent. You're beautiful. You're innocent. You're... I'm looking for a bundle. I might have just got my divine plan sitting right up here. 1-900 Earl Perkins. That might be on to something here. That's all right. All right.
Go for it.
So the strain that you're going through is the strain of refusing to believe how beautiful you are. The strain that you're going through is the strain that comes from denying how powerful you are. The strain you feel in your life is the strain you feel from refusing to allow your prosperity and abundance to come in your life. The strain that you're feeling is the strain of refusing to believe that you're free. That's different. That's really different. You walk up to somebody and you say, well, how are you doing? I feel like I got a strain. What's happening? Well, right now I'm feeling the strain of refusing to believe how wonderful I am. Wow, I thought it was my boss. Now, this is deep. This is going to get deeper. Can we get deeper?
Yes.
All right, here we go. To you who have acknowledged the call of your Redeemer, to you who have acknowledged the call of God, to you who have acknowledged the call of truth, I'm going to give you those definitions. Those of you who finally decided to hear the truth, right? The strain of not responding to God's call seems to be greater than before. It's really not so. The strain isn't great. Like people tell me now, I got into the truth and looked like that's when stuff really went down the tube. Yeah. No, oh, that's when I really started getting upset. And now I'm really mad all the time. No, you were mad all the time. Now you just become aware of it, and you also know it's unnatural for you to be unhappy all the time. That's why it seems like it's more intense. It seems like it's more intense because you're aware more than ever of how insane it is for you not to be loved. You're mad because you realize it's insane for you not to be appreciated. That's where the strain is coming from. So the Course says that the strain of not responding seems to be greater than before, but this isn't so. Before you got into the truth and started listening to the truth, the strain was there, but you attributed the strain to something else, believing that the something else is producing your strain. This was never true. But let's talk about the something else. But what the something else for what the something else produced was what? Sorrow and depression and sickness and pain and darkness and dim imaginings of terror, cold fantasies of fear, fiery dreams of hell. But really, it wasn't any of those things. It was nothing but the intolerable strain of refusing to give faith to truth and see truth's evident reality.
Wow.
So you call it sorrow, but that's really nothing but the strain that you're feeling from not being willing to live the truth. You call it depression, but it's really just the strain of not being willing to apply the truth to your life. You call it sickness, but it's really just the strain of not accepting the truth. When you're feeling a pain, you can go, I'm feeling the strain of not accepting the truth in my back. I'm feeling the strain of not accepting the truth in my back. I got a headache. I feel the strain of not accepting the truth in my head. My bank account is really pathetic. That's the strain of refusing to accept the truth. I'm lonely. I wish I had a partner. That's the strain of refusing to accept the truth. He says, such was the crucifixion of the Son of God. So the Course in Miracles says, you want to know what our crucifixion is? Our crucifixion is the sorrow, depression, sickness, pain, and dim imaginings of terror, cold fantasies of fear, and the fiery dreams of hell that we go through because we're refusing to accept that we're innocent, that we are loved, that we are loving, that we are powerful, that we are spiritual, that we are one. Think carefully. Think carefully. You know what it says? How does this think? Well, that explains my problem right there. Think carefully before you let yourself use faithlessness against another person. That's him, a child of God. In other words, I'm getting ready to use my lack of faith in you. Before I do that, the Course says, you should think carefully because who you really are is risen. And you have accepted the cause of that person's awakening as your cause. You have assumed your part in that person's redemption. You are now fully responsible to that person. Don't fail that person now, for it has been given you to realize what your lack of faith in that person must mean to you. And that's what we're learning. We're learning what our lack of faith in each other is doing to us. We are learning what our lack of belief in the beauty and the innocence and the power of each other is doing to us. And so my only purpose is your salvation. What does that mean? It means my only purpose.